Little Mary listened intently in the catechism class while the teacher explained the parable of the treasure and pearl and gave a detailed description of eternal bliss in heaven. She concluded her class asking the question, "All those who are ready to go to heaven, raise your hands." Every hand went up except one. "Don't you want to go to heaven, Mary?" asked the teacher. "Not this minute," little Mary replied, "because Mom was baking apple pie when I left home." Dear brothers and sisters, we have been on the road with Jesus for 6 weeks through the Gospel of St. Matthew. We have learned many things so far about being his disciples. We are sent into the world with a positive attitude of gathering people into God's kingdom for a rich harvest, said Jesus. To this end, we are to nurture a blessing attitude and cultivate virtues of humility, hospitality, fidelity, gentleness, and patience. Today is the 7th week of our journey with Jesus through the Gospel of St. Matthew. This week, we are called to discover and rediscover the presence of God deep within us, the treasure at the depths of our being, the pearl of hidden beauty held within earthen vessels. In the Gospel reading today, we heard Jesus comparing the kingdom of God to the overwhelming joy of a man who discovered a buried treasure and sold all he had to purchase the field that held the treasure. He didn't just walk away with the treasure. He bought the whole field. The whole field had a value and a meaning because it held the treasure. The nature of the kingdom of God is such that it is like the treasure buried deep inside of us. St. Paul tells us that we are earthen vessels holding the glory of God, 2 Corinthians 4:7. The treasure makes the vessel priceless, and the whole vessel is worth sacrificing everything we have. Jesus also compares the kingdom of God to a merchant's efforts to purchase an incredibly valuable pearl. The merchant is savvy enough to recognize that he needs to sell everything he owns to obtain the one pearl of great value. Before the discovery of the diamond, the pearl was the most precious thing on the earth. Jesus presents the kingdom of God as the most beautiful thing that one can dream of and contemplate, and it is worth all the sacrifices that one may have to make. Jesus was telling his listeners and us today that we also imitate that shrewd merchant who sold other pearls of lesser value to obtain the one truly priceless pearl. These two parables remind us that the kingdom of God is found within us in the context of our daily life and responsibilities, and not in some extraordinary earth-shattering events. One man, while working in his field, found the treasure, and the merchant found the fine pearl while carrying on his business. God is found wherever we are, doing what we are called to do, fulfilling our duties and responsibilities, even in the most insignificant activities, events, people, and situations. It is up to us to find and refine the treasure of the kingdom of God and the pearl of hidden beauty within us and in our day-to-day experiences. Everything in our life must be measured, weighed, and prioritized against this treasure and pearl. of great value. Everything that holds this treasure and pearl must be respected and tenderly cared for. The earthen vessel that holds the glory of God must be honored and treated with tenderness. An old beggar man lay on his deathbed. As he was departing from this world, his last words to his only son, who had been a constant companion during his begging trips, were, "Dear son, I have nothing to give you except a cotton bag and a dirty bronze bowl, which I got in my younger days from the junkyard of a rich lady." After the death of his father, the boy continued begging, using the bowl his father had given him. One day, a gold merchant dropped a coin in that boy's bowl. The merchant was, however, surprised to hear a familiar clinging sound. "Let me check your bowl," the merchant said. To his great surprise, he found that the beggar boy's bowl was made of pure gold. "My dear young man," he said, "why do you waste your time begging? The bowl of yours is made of gold. It is worth a huge amount of money, and you are a rich man. You must know the worth of the treasure that you are holding and live a life worthy of it." Dear brothers and sisters, today the question that is posed before us is, do you know the worth of the treasure you are holding, and are you living a life worthy of this treasure? Today's scripture reading calls us to deeper reflection on the treasure within us and how we honor and respect this treasure. In the first reading, we see Solomon searched for a heart of wisdom and understanding to govern his people. The responsory psalm, the psalmist praises the law of God written in the hearts of people. In the second reading, St. Paul speaks of all things working together for those who love God. In the gospel, Jesus tells us that the kingdom of God is a treasure and a pearl of great value to be found within us in the context of our daily life. How awesome and amazing, how freeing and challenging, and how inspiring and moving it is to discover the abiding presence of God within us at the depth of our being. God is not hiding in the dark or watching from the sky, waiting to catch us in some wrongdoing. He has chosen to dwell in the hearts of his people. St. Paul reminds us that the Holy Spirit comes to help us in our weakness, and he advises us to search our hearts to know the intention of the Spirit, Romans 8:26. We must search the depth of our being to find and to refine, to discover and to rediscover God within us, to experience the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, to be moved by the love of God poured into the heart by the Holy Spirit, Romans 5:5. God is within us. He's around us, among us, every moment of our life. Dear brothers and sisters, let us take a few moments each day to remember and contemplate the treasure and the pearl of great value hidden deep within us. If you have not found, keep searching. And let us search until we find it. And may God bless us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.